我们最近在念马可福音。
And recently we have been studying the Gospel of Mark.
今天晚上我们来看马可福音的第九章。
Tonight we would like to study from Mark chapter 9.
马可福音的第九章。
Mark chapter 9.
第九章从14节开始一直到29节。
Mark chapter 9 starting from verse 14 to 29.
在记载一个有癫痫病的孩子，
It recorded a child who is sick and has been healed by the Lord. Jesus.
约翰福音里面讲主耶稣来世界上充充满满有恩典有真理。
It's recorded in the Gospel of John that Jesus came to this earth with filled with grace and truth.
那个恩典当然最大的是救恩。
And of course, the biggest grace is salvation.
那其他主耶稣走过的地方医病赶鬼解决很多人的困难。
And the places that Jesus has walked past, he has healed, he has healed a lot of sick people, and he has cast out a lot of demons.
那这也是恩典。
These are all grace.
那恩典是一种体验。
So grace is an experience.
但是真理就是要用我们的理性去了解。
But the truth requires our logical thinking to understand.
所以有时候我们看一个人在信耶稣有的是从真理开始。
And we see that some people believe in God starting from the truth.
神开他们的心，道理看得懂，他就知道主耶稣就是救主。
The Lord opens up their hearts and they understand and believe that the Lord Jesus is the true God.
但是不是每一个人都是从真理开始。
But not everyone starts believing from knowing the truth.
有的人他的入门是从恩典开始。
Some people start believing through experiencing grace.
遇到困难，没有路可以走。
That they face with difficulties and there's no road that they could take.
在那个时候就是神人的尽头就是神的起头。
And at that time, it was the Lord that they sought.
所以我们看这个孩子的从14节一直看到20节。
So if we read the story of this boy starting from verse 14 to 21.
有人把这个癫痫当作是病。
And some people treated this epilepsy as a disease.
但是这里讲它是被魔鬼附着。
But here it says that this seizure is actually a sign of being possessed by demon.
那是主耶稣在医治这个癫痫病就是把那个鬼赶出去。
So the Lord Jesus cast out demon from this boy who has a seizure.
结果他的病就好了。
And his sickness has been healed.
所以有时候我们有一些到底是精神病还是魔鬼在工作，有时候我们自己搞不清楚。
So sometimes we cannot differentiate if someone is suffering from mental illness or are they demon possessed.
但是即使不是很清楚主耶稣不管是魔鬼附身或者是精神的问题主耶稣都能够解决。
But regardless of what the issue is it demon possessed or is it a form of mental illness? The Lord Jesus is able to heal that person.
那我们看这个癫痫病的孩子得医治最关键就是他的父亲。
So the most critical aspect for which this boy has been healed from his epilepsy is his father.
因为有时候人生病不但肉体软弱，心灵也很软弱。
Because sometimes when a person is sick, not only are they weak in their physical body, they're also weak in their soul, in their spirit.
有时候软弱到真的不想祷告，也不会祷告。
So weak to a point that they are not able to and they don't feel like praying.
那这个时候另外一个人可能是父母，可能是配偶，可能是兄弟姐妹那个就变成他要得恩典一个很重要的关键。
So at this point, a third party, it could be a spouse, it could be a sibling or a family member, would be very critical in order to for this person to receive grace.
那这个父亲来向主耶稣求两件事情。
So this father pleaded two matters from God.
好，那我们就从这两件事情来看，我们要怎么得神的恩典。
So let's learn from these two pleadings on how we could gain grace from the Lord.
好，我们看马可福音第九章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 9.
21节。
Verse 21.
第九章二十一节。
Mark chapter 9, verse 21.
耶稣问他父亲说，他得这个病有多少日子？回答说，从小的时候。二十二节。
22.
鬼屡次把他扔在火里、水里，要灭他。你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
Verse 21, so he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. 22, and often he has thrown him into the fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.
在22节啊，这个父亲说，求你怜悯我们。
In verse 22, the father say, please have compassion on us.
他不是说，求你怜悯我孩子。
He didn't say, please have compassion on my son.
他说，求你怜悯我们，我们就是包括这个父亲。
He said, have compassion on us, and that includes the father himself.
可能也是包括他的家人。
It might also include his family members.
因为一个人生病啊，当然生病的人很辛苦。
If one person is not well, of course that person is in a lot of suffering.
但是他的家人，爱他的人哦，一样辛苦。
But his family members and his loved ones are also in a lot of suffering.
这个就好像我们身体哦，一个部分呢，如果不舒服啊，全身都不舒服。
For example, if one of our body parts is not feeling well, then we will not feel well.
牙齿痛，难道说牙齿很痛，但是心里还会很快乐吗？这个全身都很�ong.
If you're suffering from a toothache, would you still be very happy? No, because you will feel the pain altogether.
如果孩子生病，这个父母的心啊，跟孩子是连在一起的。
If the child is sick, the parent's heart will be connected to the child's.
所以孩子生病可能流眼泪的不只是孩子，包括他的父母。
So if the child is sick, not only the child is tearing up, but also the parents.
那再来家里面哦，如果有一个人不正常哦，全家都不正常。
So if someone in the family is abnormal, the whole family will be abnormal.
你家里如果有一个人需要照顾。
If there's someone in the family that requires special care.
要照顾一个生病的人哦，不只是肉体上很辛劳。
To take care of a sick person,It doesn't just tire you physically.
而且啊，那个心灵上有一种无形的压力。
There will be an unseen stress in your emotionally.
所以有时候我们看到如果有家人生病哦，其他的家人在照顾他，有时候花一点时间哦。代替他，让他出去走走、散散步哦，这个也是很大的爱心啊。
It's also great love if we see that we can help out the caretaker and replace them on their duty for a short while, so that they could go out and take a walk.
那一个人如果生病啊，整家的那个家庭生活，包括上班，什么都乱了。
And as long as one person in the family is sick, the whole family life and their work schedule will be changed.
所以这个爸爸才说，求你怜悯我。
That's why here the father says, please have compassion on us.
因为他这个问题从小一直到长大这个病都还存在。
Because this child has been suffering from seizure since childhood.
但是如果我们看到最后的结果。
But if we look at the final conclusion,
最后的结果这个家庭体验到主耶稣的恩典。
The conclusion is that at the end, the family experienced God's grace.
那他还没有把孩子带来找主耶稣之前，他都是听到而已。主耶稣在哪里医病？主耶稣在哪里医病？
Before the father brought the child to seek to be healed by the Lord, he only has heard of the Lord.Jesus, that where has he been and who has he healed?
那听到都是别人对神的体验。
And all these hearsays were just experiences of others.
哦，但是我们本身是不是真的对神有体验？我如果没有遇到困难，有时候就没有办法真的摸到神啊。
Do we truly have personal experiences with God? Sometimes, if we do not face with any difficulties, it's very hard to touch the Lord Jesus.
哦，所以遇到困难本身哦，看起来好像是不好。
Sometimes it seems that it is bad to face with tribulation.
哦，但是如果我们借着困难能够更靠近神啊，体验到神的恩典，这个对我们的信心啊，是一个很大的造就。
But if through these tribulations that we can draw closer to God, then this is a very edifying to our spiritual life.
所以遇到困难或者在这里这个生病有时候就是要彰显神的荣耀。
Sometimes the tribulations or illnesses are to manifest the grace of God.
因此有一个瞎眼的来找主耶稣。
Therefore, there was a blind who came to Jesus.
那人就问说，这个人瞎眼是他犯罪还是他父母犯罪？
And people began to ask, is this person blind because of his sins or his parents' sins?
因为人一想到遇到困难、生病，都跟罪把它连在一起。
Because people often relate illnesses to sins.
但是主耶稣说，不是的，是要在他身上显出神的荣耀。
But Jesus said, no, his illness is for so that God's glory can be manifested through him.
所以这个地方说，求你怜悯我们，来帮助我们。
So here it says, have compassion on us and help us.
所以这个地方也告诉我们不只是我们个人我们如果看到有谁遇到困难，家人遇到困难要帮助他，怎么来寻找主耶稣。
So here it doesn't just talk about us, but if we have other family members who are in tribulation, we have to help them to seek God.
建立，帮助他建立他对主耶稣的信心。
Help them establish their faith on the Lord Jesus.
所以这个困难经过之后，他的信仰能够更往上进一步。
So after this tribulation, he can grow in his faith.
我们平常生活很忙碌。
Usually, in our normal lives, we're so busy.
但是当一个人遇到困难的时候，你发现什么都可以拨开来。
But we realize that when someone is in tribulation, he could push aside all the other schedule.
因为现在就是要来求主怜悯让我这个困难能够解决，生活能够正常。
Because now his priority is to seek compassion from God so that his lives can go normal again.
所以当一个人遇到困难之后，他会重新去组合他生活的优先顺序。
And when someone faces with tribulation, they would reorganize their priorities in life.
有时候我们生活很平安的时候你要做这个，我没有时间做那个，我很忙。
So sometimes when our lives are so peaceful, we often feel like we're too busy for a lot of things.
那可能是真的，但是也可能不是真的。
It might or might not be true.
为什么不是真的？
Why is it not true?
因为如果我们遇到一个困难，你无路可走的时候，这些都可以放下。
Because when you're facing a tribulation that you have no other choices, you could give up all these all these things.
变成整个心、整个生活就是集中在主耶稣的身上，因为现在只有一条路走啊。
Your whole heart and your whole life will be focused on the Lord Jesus because this is the only road you could take.
所以圣经里面讲一根头发掉下来，也有神的允许。
Therefore, it's recorded in the Bible that for a strain of hair to fall, it is through the permission of God.
每一件事情有神的允许发生才会发生。
And everything happens through the permission of God.
那神允许事情发生万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And something happens and it's for all things to work together and for those who love God to be edified.
这个爱神就是接下来你现在就要把神摆在第一位啊。
So if you love God, you have to place God in the first place.
这个就是爱神。
This is to love God.
所以很多事情我们不想要发生，包括失业，包括生病 这个到最后啊，如是有时候神借着这样在调整我们的生活的这个顺序。
So a lot of things that we dread to happen to us, like to be laid off or to face with, to be sick, sometimes these things happen to us so that we could reprioritize our lives.
因为啊，当我们的困难解决之后，忽然间我们发现，哎，这样也可以活着。
Because once our problems have been resolved, we realize that we can actually live on like this.
啊，没有遇到困难之前，我们觉得说一定要那样才可以活着，没有那样我就没有办法活。
Before we faced with the tribulation, we thought that we could only live on this way.
那遇到困难之后，我们什么都可以放下，我现在来找主耶稣。
But after we're faced with all these tribulations, we realize that we could actually put down everything and just focus on God.
那过了一段时间，我们也习惯这样的生活。
And after a while, we get used to this lifestyle.
所以很多事情啊，神让它发生，都有神隐藏的美意。
So many things that happen to us have the hidden goodwill of the Lord.
啊，有时候我们想得出来，有时候要过一段时间回头过来看这个，哦，原来是为着这样。
Sometimes we could see it right away, or sometimes we can only see on hindsight.
啊，那有时候可能到天国才了解为什么。
Or sometimes we would only understand why when we are in heaven.
啊，但是这个父亲呢，啊，这个困难就让他来寻求主耶稣，求他怜悯。
But here, this father, because of this tribulation, he has began to seek God for compassion.
啊，但是一个人要从神得恩典呢，是有条件的。
But there's a certain prerequisite for someone to gain grace from God.
不错，神怜悯我们哦，但是要得到神的怜悯有条件。
Yes, the Lord will have mercy on us, but in order to receive the mercy, there's a prerequisite.
我们看马可第九章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 9.
好，马可第九章的23节。
Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said to him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.
主耶稣讲啊，在信的人凡事都能。哦，所以这个凡事都能是什么？困难就可以解决。
So if all things are possible, that means all the problems will be resolved.
哦，那困难得解决就是恩典降临。
And when all problems are resolved, grace will be poured down.
哦，所以它的条件是什么？
So what is the condition?
啊，你若能信。
If you can believe.
啊，这个若嘛哈 ，if。哦，如果信不到，可能这个恩典就拿不到。如果信得到，这个恩典就会实现。
If you can believe, all things are possible, and you'll be granted with the grace. But if you do not believe, perhaps you won't be granted with the grace.
所以为什么信心跟得恩典有这么大的关系
？So why is there such a great correlation between faith and grace？
啊，我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews。
啊，希伯来书的十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11。
好，希伯来书十一章
，Hebrews chapter 11，
第六节
，verse 6。
啊，十一章第六节
，Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6。
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，写信赏神赏赐那寻求他的人。
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
这里讲啊，如果没有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
Here it says we would not find favor in him if we are without faith.
那这句话再把它倒过来讲啊，如果我们要得神的喜悦，一定要有信心。
That is to say, if we want to please him, then we must have faith.
所以我们今天啊，要来求神，哦，求神给我们恩典。我们一定要有信心，神会喜悦我们的祷告，才能蒙神垂听。
So today, if we want to plead for grace from God, then we have to have faith. Only then, our prayers will be pleasing to Him.
哦，这个好像我们去看一个医生嘛。
It's just likened to us visiting a doctor.
哦，那你如果在对谈当中，让医生觉得你对他没有信心，那医生，那你来找我做什么？你去回家吧。
And if through your conversation, your doctor sense that you do not have confidence in him, he would perhaps invite you to go home.
哦，那个医生就是主耶稣啊。
So this doctor is Jesus.
哦，什么困难他都可以解决。
all your problems could be resolved through him.
但是当我们来到他面前，我们对他没有信心，那主耶稣讲，那你来找我要做什么？
But if you go before him without faith, then Jesus will be wondering, why do you even come to me?
所以再信的人，凡事都能。
So for those who believe and have faith, everything is possible.
所以主耶稣曾经讲过，你无论求什么，要相信得着，就必得着。
That's why Jesus once said, no matter what you're seeking for, as long as you believe that you will receive it, then you shall receive it.
当然这个无论求什么还是有一个条件。
Of course, there's a precondition for no matter what you seek.
就是合神的旨意。
It has to be in accordance to God's will.
在合神的旨意的这个情况下，你信是得着，就必得着。
So if you, what you're pleading for is in accordance to God's will, as long as you believe, you will be granted.
所以信在前面。
So faith is the precondition.
体验在后面。
And then experience will follow.
因此我们如果看希伯来书十一章。
So if we read Hebrews chapter 11.
刚刚第六节。
Verse 6.
到神面前来的第一个要信有神。
For those who come before him,the first thing is to believe that there is God.
这个我们大家都信的。
All of us here believe in God.
如果没有信有神，我怎么会在这里啊？
If we do not believe him, why are we even here?
但是下一句就不一定了。
But the next line is uncertain.
信神赏赐那寻求他的人。
For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
怎么寻求神？
How do we seek God?
就是祷告嘛。
Through prayers.
花时间一直祈求，就是在寻求神。
How do we diligently seek him to spend time to pray and worship God?
然后悔改，专心祷告。
And to repent and be focused in our prayers.
因为你如果要找一个东西，你要很专心。
Because when you are seeking for something, you have to be so focused.
那我们平常这个心都被世界占领。
But usually our hearts have been captured by the world.
那现在要寻求神要把那个心抓回来，对准神。
And now that we want to be focused on God, we have to regain our hearts and be focused on God.
所以要相信神赏赐那寻求他的人。
So we have to believe that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
那这个信心一个最大的考验就是时间。
So the greatest test for faith is time.
比方说求圣灵。
For example, praying for the Holy Spirit.
这个受洗罪得赦就必领受所应许的圣灵，这个是神的应许。
It's the promise of the Lord that after receiving water baptism, that we repent, we will receive the Holy Spirit.
那神的应许不论有多少，在主耶稣都是是的，都是实在的。
So no matter what the promise of God is, it is a true promise.
所以神不会说谎，因为他不会背乎自己。
So the Lord would not betray his own promises.
那有时候我们听得圣灵的求圣灵，为什么我求不到圣灵？
And sometimes we hear some members asking, why haven't I been granted the Holy Spirit?
当然里面可能有一些因素。
There might be some factors.
但是一个很重要关键就是时间拉长，我们还信吗？
But the most critical point is the longer the time it takes, do we still believe?
祷告一个月你还信吗？
After praying for a month, do you still believe?
祷告一年，我还信吗？
Do you still believe after praying for a year?
祷告五年，我还信吗？
Do you still believe after praying for 5 years?
那有一天我们真的相信，我就是这样祷告就会得圣灵，那一天就得圣灵了。
And that day that you believe that in this manner you pray and you will receive Holy Spirit, that's the day that you will receive the Holy Spirit.
因为当一个人完全相信的时候，他已经没有怀疑在里面。
Because when a person completely believes, there's no a strain of doubt in him.
但时间一拉长，人就会开始怀疑。
But when the time drags on longer, people begin to doubt.
亚伯兰75岁，神说你要有一个孩子。
God told Abraham that you will have a child.
他等了11年到86岁。
He waited for 11 years until he was 86 years old.
他就怀疑了。
And then he began to doubt.
那怀疑他就从夏甲生孩子。
And he doubted, that's why he started to bear a child with Hagar.
那接下来13年神就没有向他显现。
And in the next 13 years, the Lord did not appear to him.
因为他没有信，神不喜欢。
Because the Lord was unpleased that he did not believe.
但是到99岁，99岁已经是老人，等于死人了。
But When he was 99 years old, he was so advanced in age.
那个时候他就信了，哇，神讲一定会实现。
Only then he started believing that whatever the Lord has promised will come true.
身体好像已经死了，但是他就讲神讲的一定会实现，结果就生了一个儿子。
His body was almost dying, but he trusted what the Lord said, and he believed that he will be given a child.
所以我们回来看马可福音第九章。
So let's turn back to Mark chapter 9.
23节。
Mark chapter 9 verse 23.
耶稣说你若能信再信的人凡事都能
Jesus said to him If you can believe All things are possible To him who believes
你要主耶稣可怜当然主耶稣可怜啊但是你要得恩典再信的人凡事都能
If you want compassion from God The Lord will give you compassion But you need to believe
好那我们现在就看这个孩子的父亲啊第二次向主耶稣求
So we see the second time this father cried out to the Lord.
24节
Verse 24.
孩子的父亲立时喊着说我信但我信不足求主帮助
Verse 24. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief.
如果我们看英文这个要怎么解释
If we look at the English version, how do we explain this?
我信 I believe, 帮助我的信 help my unbelief, 怎么信跟不信会同时存在呢
How is it that I believe, but help my unbelief? How could believing and unbelieving coexist?
信就信,不信就不信呢?
You could either believe or not believe.
怎么信跟不信同时存在呢?
How could believing and unbelief coexist?
我们可以了解这个第一个信就是的知识上理性上
We know that this first belief is talking about your how rational you are
也就是说我们从慕道那一天或者从小宗教教育长大我们听了很多的见证听了很多的道理主耶稣无所不能所以我们知识上头脑上我们都完全同意
So through our knowledge because of our RE education or ourtruth-seeking knowledge and through all the sermons that we've listened to we truly believe in our knowledge
所以我信这是真的
so it's true that we believe
但是帮助我的不信
but help my unbelief
那那个不信是什么
so what is this unbelief
当我遇到困难的时候我真的要信靠神我靠得下去吗这个就有问题
this unbelief means when you're facing with tribulation are you truly able to believe in God
比方说有人在问为什么非洲神迹奇事这么多我们这边神迹奇事不是很多
So sometimes people ask why are there so many signs and miracles and wonders in Africa but so few here in the United States
其中有一个原因
So one of the many reasons
因为我们这边医学医药比较发达
Because our medical is very advanced
那医药比较发达你都要去靠看医生也没有什么错因为主耶稣也讲有病他用得找医生
So because we have such we have the medical facilities so when we are sick it's normal that we go to see doctors
但是你如果到非洲去第一个医院很远
But if you're in Africa first of all the hospital is so far away
第二个要钱
And secondly it requires money
所以没有钱那医院又很远那怎么办
So if you do not have money and the hospital is so far away what can you do
真的很可怜无路可走就跟这个父亲一样主耶稣你可怜我吧
It's very pitiful just like this father here he has no choice but to seek compassion from God
我在那几来有一个弟兄在见证
There was a brother who was testifying
他生一个很严重的病
He had a very serious illness
把头剃光
He shaved off his hair
带一个草席到教会来
And he brought a mat and came to church
祷告一个钟头
And he prayed for an hour
睡觉两个钟头
And then he slept for 2 hours
再祷告一个钟头
And then he woke up and prayed for another hour
睡觉两个钟头
And then he slept for another 2 hours
祷告多久
So how long has he prayed for?
祷告到病好到草席捡着回去了
He kept praying until his sickness was healed and then he packed his mat and he returned home
所以 他有这个靠神这个实际的信心。
So he has this true trust in the Lord.
所以帮助我的不信。
So help my unbelief.
因此我们信主久的，我们遇到困难，除了要求神怜悯之外，还有一个很重要，就是求神帮助我们的不信。
So for us long-time believers, when we are faced with difficulties or tribulations, besides praying for faith, we need to ask God to help our unbelief.
那虽然有时候我们没有这个病痛的困难，在很多事情上，真的我们也是信，但是不信也在里面。So
sometimes even though if we're not physically sick, but in many other matters, we do believe, but we also do not believe.
我们来看马太福音第六章。Let's
turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。Matthew
chapter 6.
第六章的30节。Matthew
chapter 6 verse 30.
你们这个小信的人，野地的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？31节。Verse
31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，32节。32. 这个都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们天父是知道的。33节。33. 你们要先求他的国跟他的义，这个东西都要加给你们。34节。34. 所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有忧虑，一天难处一天当就够了。这一段圣经在讲什么？
So what is this passage of the Bible telling us?
这一段圣经在讲生活的需要。It's
talking about the needs of life.
那生活的需要从哪里来？
So where does this necessities of life come from?
因为最简单的答案就是从工作来的。
First of all, they come from your work.
你没有工作，你怎么有收入？没有收入，你怎么生活？
If you do not have a job, then you do not have income. If you do not have income, how do you survive?
所以当你看经济在走下坡的时候，不信的人他很忧虑。
So when you see that the economy is going downhill, for those who do not believe, they're very anxious.
因为下一个可能会lay off到我。
Because they're so worried that they would be laid off.
那我家的费用怎么办？
So what happens to my household expenses?
但是那个忧虑有时候也是发生在信徒身上。
Sometimes even our church members worry about this.
为什么 lay off 怎么办？
They will be worrying about what happens if they get laid off.
那主耶稣怎么讲？你这个不小信的人啊！
So here, what does Jesus say?
他为什么讲
oh, you of little faith.
小信的人。
Why does the Lord Jesus called this person you of little faith?
第一个，你看那个草，百合花。
First of all, the grass of the field.
谁给他装饰？
Who clothed it?
天父啊。
The Heavenly Father.
我们比百合贵重多少？
And how much more valuable are we to compare to the grass of the field?
那第二个。
Secondly.
飞鸟。
The birds.
谁养活飞鸟？
Who feeds and who feeds these birds? Creatures. It's the Heavenly Father.
飞鸟不是天父的儿子。
These creatures are not the children of the Heavenly Father.
天父的儿子是你跟我。
The children of the Heavenly Father is you and I.
所以如果飞鸟天父会养活他，那我们是他儿子，他当然会养我们。
If the Lord Jesus can feed these creatures, then of course, what more us, the children of God?
那我们生活需要怎么会得到天父的供给呢？
So how do we get the supplies from Lord Jesus?
33节。
In verse 33.
先求神的国，神的义，这个东西都要加给你。
First seek. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you.
所以不是说你很拼，所以你生活就没有挂虑了。
So it doesn't mean that if you work really, really hard, then you will have no worries in life.
是六日劳碌做工，用其他更多的时间来求神的国跟神的义，神就会看顾你生活没有缺乏。So
if you spend 6 days to labor and then to spend 1 day to seek for the things of God, then God will provide so that you have no lackings.
所以有时候我们常常想，为生活忧虑这么多，我们真的是小信的人。
So sometimes, if we worry so much about our lives, we are indeed people of little faith.
所以啊，主啊， 求你帮助我们的不信。
So we have to ask God to help our unbelief.
我们如果有信心哦，
if we have faith, then we don't have to worry too much about our lives.
我们能够花更多时间哦，
we could spend more time to serve the Lord.
教会不会说， 要找服侍神的人找不到。
So the church wouldn't have any difficulty in finding people to serve the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
因为大家都把最宝贵的时间卖给公司啊。
Because everyone has already spent their most precious time to the company.
其实如果我们能够真的来服侍神，生活的困难神会解决。
If we truly want to serve the Lord, the difficulties in life will be resolved.
那我们再看一个例子，马太第八章。
Let's look at one more example in Matthew chapter 8.
马太第八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
马第八章26节。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 26.
耶稣说，你们这个小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？为就是起着斥责风跟海，风海就大大平静了。这一段圣经在讲主耶稣跟门徒坐在船上。So
this story is telling us about Jesus with his disciples on a boat.
忽然起了风暴。And
suddenly there was this great storm.
那门徒就很怕。Storm
and wave, and the disciples were very afraid.
因为水打进来会 就死了。Because
they know that if the water gushed in, they will be dead.
但是耶稣睡得很好睡啊。And
Jesus was sleeping soundly.
所以他把耶稣摇醒了。And
the waves was shaken and has awoken Jesus.
我们上面呢，你还在睡觉吗？
The disciples woke him up and asked him.
主耶稣说，你小信的人。
You're still sleeping? And Jesus said to them,
为什么？
You of little faith.
因为主耶稣是天地的主宰啊。Because
Jesus is the the Lord of the heavens and earth.
他在船上啊。
And he was on the boat.
那你怕什么？
So what are you afraid of?
你看他一斥责风啊，就平静了。
So the moment he arose and rebuked the wind and sea, there was great calm.
所以我们现在人哦，生活很忙。
So people today, we're very busy in our, with our lives.
人缺乏力量。
But people lack strength.
稍微一点事情发生，睡不着觉。
If they face with the most minor of issues, problems, they cannot sleep at night.
满心的忧虑。
And they will be filled with worries in their hearts.
所以我们的生活要追求神跟我们同在。
So in our lives, we want to seek the abidance of the Lord Jesus with us.
那怎么样神跟我们同在？
But how can Jesus abide with us?
我们知道神跟我们同在是因为他的圣灵住在我们里面。
We know that Jesus can only abide with us because his Holy Spirit stays in us.
天天祷告，被圣灵充满。
We pray every day that we will be filled with Holy Spirit.
第二个。
Secondly.
主耶稣讲哦， 如果我们照他的话的生活，他就要跟我们同在。
Jesus said, if we live our lives according to his word, then he will abide with us.
所以我们天天努力把神的话行出来，他就跟我们同在。
So if every day we are diligent in carrying out his words, then he will abide with us.
生活发生什么问题，神会照顾的，因为我们是他的儿女。
So any problems that we face with in life, he will take care of because we are his children.
我们要追求神的同在。
So we need to seek and pursue the abidance of God.
我们来唱诗。
Now let's sing hymn.